wanted to wait a couple of days and give you a couple of days to sink in all the coverage that we saw on 9/11, the 10th anniversary of the attack on the United States of America, the Pentagon, Flight 93 in Pennsylvania, and of course the Twin Towers. I thought the coverage was actually not too bad. There's some nutcases out there, New York Times columnists in particular. Some of the coverage in up here in Canada on CBC and some on MSNBC was continuing to be anti-George Bush and anti-Rudy Giuliani. And in fact, one dopey New York Times columnist called them fake heroes. Well, the heroes of 9/11 are, of course, the passengers on the planes, the fire department, police department, EMS people, and, of course, the victims. Are there such things as fake heroes, according to this New York Times columnist? I'm not sure if there are. Of course, anyone who takes advantage of a situation to try and make themselves look good is a faker, in my opinion. But the truthers that are out there, some of the Hollywood crowd and the left-wing nitwits that continue on to say that this is nothing but a big conspiracy, only need to look in the mirror to see who the real fake hero is. And it's them. The true heroes, we know, we've heard about them, we pray, we talk about them, and we feel for them for the last 10 years, and we hope that something like this will never happen again. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.